Hello everyone and welcome. I'm Deacon Steve, and whether you're listening from home, on the bus, during a quick break at work, or with a cup of tea at your kitchen table, thank you for taking these few minutes to pause as we prepare to enter Advent. On Sunday the 30th of November, we begin liturgical year A, and as a parish, across our two churches and weekend masses, we begin this beautiful season together, even if we're spread out across different homes, towns and even countries. Our parish family is wonderfully diverse. British, African, Indian, Polish, Slovakian, Spanish, Portuguese, Maltese, Irish, Scottish, Welsh, and many other nationalities. Advent speaks to all of us, whatever our age, our background, or the shape of our week. Because Advent is the Church's great invitation to begin again. Advent often sneaks up on us, doesn't it? This year we're seeing the decorations in the shops, the usual busyness of life, work deadlines, school events, parties, carol services, caring for our family, the cold and miserable weather setting in. It can all feel like a lot. Sometimes the preparation for Christmas can be overwhelming. But Advent is not about adding more pressure. It's about taking time to allow the beauty of Christmas to enter our hearts. It's really about creating just a little bit of space so that Christ can meet with us where we truly are. Advent tells us that you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have everything sorted. Just be open. Just look up. Just begin. It's a season of hope, of light in the darkness, and of remembering that God enters the world gently, quietly, into our ordinary lives. Let's be honest, life in the UK right now is pretty busy. It's a bit frantic. Many people are stretched financially. Families are often juggling school, with getting the kids ready for different things. Many people are working long shifts or long hours in hospitals or in offices. Some of us are having long commutes to work, perhaps caring responsibilities for elderly relatives, for the sick. Some people are feeling isolated, others overwhelmed. And as a parish, we see this every weekend. Children, teenagers, parents, elderly parishioners, each arriving for Mass with joys and worries in their hearts. Sometimes, in the busyness of preparation for Christmas, relationships can break down. tensions can be terrible in families. But Advent just says, slow down just a little. Be awake just enough. Christ is near, closer than you think. The Gospel for the first Sunday of Advent always speaks about keeping watch. Not in a fearful way, but in a hopeful way. Like waiting for someone you love to arrive. To keep watch in 2025 might mean noticing moments of kindness around us. Looking for God in the everyday. Making space for prayer, even a short prayer. Perhaps saying thank you to God for the good things that he's given us. Reaching out to someone who might be struggling. A family member. An elderly person. A neighbour that we haven't seen for a while. Somebody that we know that is perhaps having family problems. Finding one small way to bring light into someone's week. Hope doesn't mean pretending everything is fine. Christian hope means believing that God is acting even when we cannot see it, and that Christ is coming to renew our world, to renew our church, and to renew our hearts. If your life is full, and for many of us it is, Advent might feel like just one more thing. But Advent is not asking for long hours of silence, or long readings, or doing lots more. Instead, it invites small, gentle moments. Lighting a candle for a few seconds and saying, Lord, come into my heart. Whispering a prayer when you wake up, above or before you go to sleep. Switching off the noise for just a minute. The television, the radio, the social media. Pausing before reacting in anger or frustration by what somebody has said to us. Saying thank you more often. Looking for the good in each other. Choosing patience in a stressful moment. Perhaps giving the problem over to the Lord. Little things. Small lights that slowly brighten our path. One of the great joys of our parish is the number of countries, cultures and languages represented even every weekend. Perhaps we need to look at each other and see the perfection in all of us. Advent belongs to all of us, not me, not you, to everyone. Whether you grew up celebrating with candles, carols, novenas, special foods, or long traditions back home, you bring these gifts to our parish. We don't all pray the same way. We don't all speak the same language, but we do all share one hope, that Christ will come into our world and into our hearts. Our Advent wreath is a reminder that many flames can create one single warm light, a symbol of our whole community walking together. So here is my simple invitation for this Advent. Choose one thing, not 10, not 5, just one thing that helps you prepare your heart. It could be attending one weekday Mass during Advent if you have time. It could be saying one prayer each morning. It could be reading one line of Scripture each day. Doing one act of kindness a week. Letting go of one old hurt. Giving yourself 5 minutes of peace and quiet on your own somewhere. Asking God for one thing that you truly need. Just one step. Because one step towards Christ is always enough. As we begin this new liturgical year, may this Advent be a time of gentle hope for you, a time to breathe, a time to remember that God is with you, truly with you, in your home, in your work, in your problems, and in the quiet places of your heart. May Christ, the light of the world, shine in your life this Advent. May he guide your steps, calm your worries, and deepen your joy. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening, and may this Advent bring you peace, hope, and the warmth of God's love. Deacon Steve Godwin, the Parish of St. Osmond's, Salisbury.